This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. John Merrow's public TV documentary suggests that attention deficit disorder is often misdiagnosed and our children are being over-medicated. Richard Folds is a member of the self-help group CHAD, Children and Adults with Attention Deficit Disorder. His son was diagnosed with ADD 3 years ago at the age of 17. Richard Folds is a research professor in the Department of Computer and Information Sciences at the University of Delaware. He's preparing to teach a course in science, math, and disabilities in secondary education. ADD will be one of the disabilities taken into account. I asked him what his son's symptoms were.
His symptoms were very different than traditional expectations of ADD. He was not hyperactive. His symptoms were one of spaciness, of the kid who disappeared in the back of the class, the kid who just forgot to turn homework in, the kid who shot himself in the foot when he had done something well, would just neglect to turn it in.
And did his performance change after he started taking drugs?
Oh, absolutely. I think, quite honestly, the major change was in knowing that there was something different about him and that he wasn't just somebody who was a failure. The knowledge, the awareness, the self-awareness, I think, is the biggest change. But without the structure that was provided him, without the medication, I think, quite honestly, it would have still been a considerable struggle. He went from being a C and D student to being an A and B student in high school over a matter of several weeks.
What about his emotional outlook on life? Did that change after he started taking drugs?
It did, I think, because one of the things about attention deficit disorder is that when you face chronic failure, when you wake up every day knowing that no matter how hard you try, eventually something is going to fall apart and you're going to fail, it has to give you an outlook on life that's very different than normal people. I think that one of, constant failure is something that just erodes your self-esteem and your self-being.
Now, what drug has he been on?
He's been on Ritalin since his senior year in high school. And as I said, we saw a tremendous change in his academic performance. And we can see a very different change when he is on the medication and off the medication. It doesn't change his personality. He's a different person. He just has the ability to choose among all the various stimuli. One thing we have to be very careful about with ADD is to know that it is not a lack of attention. This is not a person who is just totally spaced out and inattentive. In fact, it's a person who is attending to everything and does not have the ability to focus on one stimulus as opposed to all the surrounding stimuli. And what the medication really does is provide that additional ability to just sort out what's important from all the noise in the background.
Any side effects from the medication?
None whatsoever. And, it's probably one of the safest medications. It's certainly one of the most studied medications that there's ever been. There's unfortunately a lot of negative publicity about it, most of which, if you dig deeply, you find that the publicity really has very little substance. It's mostly hearsay and mostly misrepresentations.
Now, what do you think of the charge that this epidemic of ADD is largely man-made and that there are hundreds of thousands of children who are being misdiagnosed and unnecessarily medicated?
I think that that's probably something that comes along with any new and interesting area. As to whether we're over-medicating kids in school to calm them down, for instance, I think that's one of the criticisms we've heard, there may again be instances of that. I mean, none of these things are generated totally out of a vacuum. There must be some isolated instances, I think, where this is the case, and those certainly should not continue. But I would think that if you meet students who have ADD and talk with them and talk with them about the difficulties they've had in school and the changes that medication will make in terms of allowing them to succeed in their studies, I don't think anybody would question the validity of the medication. And I'm a very strong supporter of medication as part of the overall balance. Not that medication is the only problem, and I would actually want to say very strongly that medication is sometimes viewed as the only solution, and it certainly is not.
You're a member of CHAD, a self-help group called Children and Adults with Attention Deficit Disorder.
Yes.
Are you aware that CHAD gets a lot of its funding from pharmaceutical companies that manufacture medicines for ADD?
CHAD does receive donations from pharmaceutical companies. And that's publicly known. It's not any great secret. They acknowledge that every year with a very nice thank you, and the membership is well aware of it. To my knowledge, it is an unrestricted donation from whatever company gives it. It's all accounted for. It, to my mind, is apparent. I think this is something that's very reasonable. A year and a half ago, we held a conference here in Delaware. We had a small donation from one of the pharmaceutical companies that sponsored part of the activity. We acknowledged them in the program. I think honesty is important, but I see nothing wrong with it at all. I don't think the companies are buying the loyalty of the parents. I don't think they're buying any of the mission of the organization. I think they are making a contribution that certainly helps sustain a national organization that does some very nice things.
You're not concerned that if drug companies give hundreds and thousands of dollars to CHAD, and if CHAD endorses the use of medication, that it doesn't start to look like CHAD is almost becoming an arm of the pharmaceutical industry?
Oh, I really don't think that's the case. I think that, medical schools, universities, physicians are funded to do their research by pharmaceutical companies, and nobody would argue that major medical schools are arms of pharmaceutical companies.
Actually, that kind of research is often called into question.
It's called into question, but I think that if it's openly discussed, if the purposes of the research are presented publicly so that no one questions the motives, I don't really feel that that's inappropriate. In the case of CHAD, and again, I'm speaking as a member of the organization, not as an officer in the organization, so I don't know the details, but I believe that every donation that has been made publicly aware to the membership. People know exactly why this is being made. What, if any, strings would be attached, and I don't believe there are strings to these donations. So I really don't feel that it's a serious problem.
You know, one criticism about medicating children who have been diagnosed with ADD is that their restlessness in class might be a sign that class is boring.
Oh, absolutely. And this is one of the things we'll discuss in this course that I'm teaching next spring. Quite honestly, school is boring. And I think that we all are restless to a certain extent. And I think that, attention deficit disorder is not a specific disease. It isn't that somebody has acquired some germ that is causing a problem. It's really just part of the normal continuum. I mean, there are people who are hyper-focused. I mean, they may have an excessive amount of attentional ability, and then there are people on the other end of the extreme that have the ability to attend just about everything and not stay focused. Where it becomes a disability is when it begins to interfere with daily activities. And there are people, I'm sure, who are just restless and creative and who find classes incredibly boring. And giving them medication to make them sit through class is probably not really appropriate. But again, I hope many of them are not being treated that way. But there are kids for whom being able to participate even in highly stimulating creative educational activities becomes difficult, and that's where the disability part of it comes in. I'm an advocate of redesigning classes. I would love to redesign schools. I think we need to really stimulate kids to learn. And perhaps we would find that there would be less attention deficit disorder if we did that.
Richard Folds is a member of CHAD, Children and Adults with Attention Deficit Disorder. He's a professor in the Department of Computer and Information Sciences at the University of Delaware. Earlier, we heard from John Merrow, executive producer of the public TV documentary Attention Deficit Disorder, A Dubious Diagnosis. This is Fresh Air.